This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump's campaign says six staff members helping set up for his rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma, have tested positive for the coronavirus. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
The Trump campaign says the staff members were helping set up the event, and as soon as the results were known, quarantine procedures were put in place. None of the staff members will attend the event, and neither will anyone who had any contact with them. Campaign officials say everyone attending the rally will be given temperature checks before they pass through security. They'll also be given masks to wear if they choose and hand sanitizer. The rally is expected to be the biggest indoor event the country has seen since restrictions to prevent the coronavirus from spreading began in March. Tulsa has seen COVID-19 cases spike in the past week. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A U.S. judge on Saturday denied a request by the Trump administration for an injunction to block publication of a book by former National Security Advisor John Bolton. We get more in this report produced by Reuters' Jonah Green.
The administration has sought a temporary restraining order and preliminary injunction against the publication of The Room Where It Happened, a White House memoir, saying it contained classified information and threatened national security. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge Royce Lamberth said that, quote, while Bolton's unilateral conduct raises grave national security concerns, the government has not established that an injunction is an appropriate remedy. Adding, quote, defendant Bolton has gambled with the national security of the United States. He has exposed his country to harm and himself to civil and potentially criminal liability. But the judge also said it was too late. Quote, with hundreds of thousands of copies around the globe, many in newsrooms, the damage is done.
That report from Reuters' Jonah Green. This is VOA News.